much.
Speaking of transparency, you've been taken to task for a lack of transparency.
Sure.
County board members, city council members, town council members have all actually been heated about that. How are you addressing those concerns?
Yeah, so just to give a little understanding of our structure, so at the EDC, we have a board of directors that has 12 private sector individuals. We also have an appointee from the town of Normal, the city of Bloomington, and the county, as well as the administrators of those three organizations that sit on our board. And so we believe that we provide every level of understanding of what our organization does, how we spend our money, from our budgeting to our audits to our strategic planning. I think really what the gap in communication was is how do we convey that what we're doing beyond just those that sit on our board. And rightfully so, some of the folks that have questioned it, we need to be able to create communication mechanisms to come before them, their larger bodies, more often. Because economic development is an important issue for the community, and people want to hear directly from us what we're doing.
Why has that always been a function of who sits in the director's chair rather than an institutional process before?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been here 3 years, and historically, we have relied on our board members to be the conduit or the liaison between the taxing bodies. And I think, and again, we're more than happy to be more open and communicative and transparent. It's not an issue of we're keeping stuff or want to keep stuff. It was just simply a matter of communicating that in this world where money is tighter, the state of Illinois has made challenges for our communities tougher. We're making budget cuts at every municipal level. Every dollar counts. And so the questions that they have about how we use our money are appropriate. And we're more than happy to share what we can with how we are utilizing their funds. I will add, though, that there is a challenge for us is that we deal with private businesses that are moving here, keeping some level of confidentiality through that development stage.
And yet there were these desk-thumping calls by public elected officials for project lists, contacts that you've had and what kinds of firms you're dealing with and what kinds of projects you're hoping to get.
Yeah.
How do you negotiate that tension then?
I think it's a more open dialogue about what it is we're doing and how the process works. I'll use Brandt as the example. We have a company that comes to us because we are an organization that doesn't have to be privy to the FOIA rules. So they can come in and talk to us about what their plans are, how much they're planning to spend in an expansion, how many people they're going to hire, work with the state of Illinois on incentives without having all of that be out there ahead of the time before they even make a decision. And a lot of times, these businesses are looking at other locations. And so being able to come in and evaluate a community quietly is important to these private sector businesses. And so it's just a balancing act of being able to convey that we are working on projects and that when we're able to convey as much information as we can, we will.